This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Russian media and government say a U.S. reporter has been detained on suspicion of espionage. Evan Gerskovich of the Wall Street Journal is suspected of spying in the interest of the American government. Dmitry Peskov, spokesperson for Russian President Vladimir Putin, says... He says it's not about allegations that Gerskovich was caught red-handed. The Wall Street Journal said it vehemently denies the allegations and is seeking Gerskovich's immediate release. Peskov, for his part, added that those who carry out normal journalistic activity and have valid accreditation will keep working. Since Russia invaded Ukraine more than a year ago, the United States has earmarked more than $100 billion in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine. Here's more from VOA's congressional correspondent, Catherine Gibson.
A recurring plea from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
We're in war and we need money.
$113 billion in American assistance has helped fund the fight against the Russian invasion, a cost many U.S. lawmakers say is worthwhile. But there are questions about whether that funding is being spent properly in the chaos of a war. Three U.S. government investigators overseeing aid told lawmakers Wednesday there are no substantiated instances of fraud to date. But some Republicans expressed concern about U.S. aid paying Ukrainian government salaries and pensions. Investigators say that money is only reimbursed once expenses are approved. Earlier this week, a Senate proposal to unite all Ukraine aid under one investigator failed to pass. A proposal that could be revised when a new round of aid to Ukraine is debated later this year.
This is VOA News. In a speech to a foreign policy think tank Thursday in Brussels, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said she and French President Emmanuel Macron will lead a delegation to China next week because she sees it as vitally important to ensure diplomatic stability and open communication lines with their Chinese counterparts.
I believe it is neither viable nor in Europe's interest to decouple from China. Our relations are not black or white, and our response cannot be either. And this is why we need to focus on de-risk, not decouple.
But von der Leyen warned how China continues to interact with Russian President Vladimir Putin's war will be a determining factor for EU-China relations. King Charles III called Russia's war in Ukraine a threat to European democratic values Thursday in the first speech by a monarch to the German parliament, but said allies like Britain and Germany can draw courage from their unity. Speaking mostly in German throughout the 30-minute address, Charles underlined that the scourge of war is back in Europe. The war of aggression against Ukraine has brought unimaginable suffering on so many innocent people, end quote. Charles's first state visit since becoming king after the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, last year, has been viewed as a bid to build bridges on mainland Europe following Brexit. Cheers for King Charles as he met with British and German military personnel stationed in Finnefort near Berlin. After his arrival, the king and German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier were seen talking with military personnel from both British and German forces as they took a joint walk to a pontoon bridge. Australia's parliament passed breakthrough climate laws targeting the nation's worst polluters Thursday. Here's VOA's Richard Green.
Australia's coal mines and oil refineries will be required to curb carbon emissions by about 5% each year under the new laws. The laws will affect 215 major industrial facilities, each producing more than 100,000 tons of greenhouse gases a year, making Australia among the world's biggest emitters of carbon dioxide. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's Labor government was swept to power last year, promising to change the pro-fossil fuel stance of the previous Conservative government following a series of severe natural disasters. But Australia's mining industry has warned that the financial burden of compliance could lead to massive job losses. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
You can find out more about this story or any of the stories we're covering by visiting us at voanews.com or downloading our mobile app. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.